Hello, what I'm going to show today is a new set of tools called IAS Search Engine Optimization Toolkit. They include three features called Site Analysis, Robots Exclusion Editor, and Sitemaps and Sitemap Index. In this demo, I will only focus on demonstrating the Site Analysis tool. Site Analysis is conceptually a best practices analysis tool that can help developers, webmasters, or site managers to diagnose and find common problems in their websites in an easy and automated way. Problems such as broken links, duplicate content, structure analysis and organization, simple performance numbers, and others. As you might have experienced, as websites start growing and maturing, it becomes harder and harder to keep the site content organized so that search engines can find all the content on it, as well as to ensure that there are no broken links, or even simple tasks such as getting a listing of all the existing pages and the resources available becomes a really tedious task. So in this case, let's use a simple blog application that I have locally installed. What I have right here, it's IAS Manager. And since I already installed the tool, I get the new search engine optimization category, including the site analysis tool. In this case, I'm presenting with a list of previous analysis so that you can keep a history of all the previous executions so that you can track regressions and other things. So let's start with a new analysis. And what I'm going to click here is just specify a new name for it. So let's enter my blog. Specify the URL that you want to start crawling. So in this case, localhost my blog. You can specify a number of other configuration options, such as a maximum number of links to follow, as well as how much content to download for each of them. In this case, I'm not interested in crawling the entire server, so I'm just going to focus on my blog and its subdirectories. As soon as I do that, I just click OK. And what is happening right now is that the crawler is requesting all the pages on the website. And as it downloads them, it parses the content, analyzes it, and applies a couple of validation rules, flagging any violations that it encounters, as well as discovering new links and new pages and following them as well. So in about 2 seconds, it managed to download the 60 pages that it has, discover 71 new violations, as well as follow 973 links. Right now, I'm presented in this dashboard, which includes a lot of built-in reports for you to just drill down into many different options. In this case, let's look at a couple of violations. This is not the entire list. It includes around 40 or so violations, but let's just start looking at some of them. So for example, let's start with the page contains broken links. If you double click it, it will drill down into the details and tell you which pages include broken links. If you want to learn more about each of them, by double clicking into the page, I'm giving these details where I can read exactly what was the type of violation that I encountered, as well as some of the details about what to do, including a recommended action. So for instance, in this case, it's telling me that this web page contains a broken link to localhost my blog as.aspx. If I'm not sure exactly what it is, I can actually drill down into the content and see that indeed it has a link to aspx. What this file actually is a sitemap, so it's telling them to visit this particular page. Now, since I'm not sure what exactly is.aspx is, well, we automatically discover that there's a related URL to the sitemap, and we give you an option here on the toolbar to navigate directly to it. So we can go ahead and just look at the details of this aspx, and indeed, you'll notice that the status code we got from the server was a 404 or not found. If you're still not sure, you can just click content, and you'll see the markup in here. But if you want to see it as HTML, you can just click HTML, and indeed, this is the results that we keep in the local cache. So you'll be able to see exactly what was the response at the time. So now I know that this file, indeed, I should modify it and delete the link. Let's look at a couple of other examples. Another example of a rule is the page contains multiple canonical formats. What this means is that it is telling us that there's a couple of places where this same content is being served with different URLs. So for that, we tell you all the details. For example, the page with this URL can also be accessed by using this other URL. Notice that it's not based on name or anything like that. It's actually based on the content. We explain to you why this matters, telling you that search engines usually identified all the content by unique URLs. And if you don't do that, then they actually split the page ranking with both of them. So when I switch here to content, I'll notice that it's actually an image. So we give you a preview of that image. And again, since we know that with this ISSEO PNG file, there's a related URL, we give you access directly to it so that you can just go ahead and click details. And indeed, you can see the content, and indeed, you know, they are the exact same file. So now the problem becomes, how do I fix this? How do I know which one is being referenced the most, as well as which one is probably the one that I should be deleting? So in this case, you'll notice that we have another tab where we tell you the links. In here, in the top portion of the details, we tell you all the pages that are linking to this page. So now I can actually see that this image is being linked by sample.aspx. If I'm not sure, I can, again, just double-click, get the details, and if I switch to content, you'll notice that we actually highlight the markup exactly where the page or the image is being used. So if this is being used only once, let's see about the other one and see who's using it. So in this case, you'll notice that a lot more pages are using it. So now I'm very comfortable knowing that what I should do is modify sample.aspx and link it against this one instead, and then I should be able to delete the other content. So as easy as that, I'm able to troubleshoot how to move pages around and identify all the different pages linking to one and the others. So another common mistake is people using different casing to their pages. So in this case, you'll notice that we actually see that the same page is being accessed with two different casing, with B in uppercase as well as B in lowercase. Once again, you can just very easily switch to see the links and see exactly who's linking. Now, I'm not going to switch into all of these different views, so I'm just going to go quickly through some of the additional options that we can surface to you. So as I mentioned, since we actually crawled the entire website and know so much about it, we can tell you a lot of things. For instance, we can actually tell you all the external servers or hosts that you are linking to. So you can see that I have a couple of references to blogs.iis.net, a couple to iis.net, and blogs.msdn.com. If at some point you're not certain who's linking to them, you can again just double-click this and tell you which page inside iis.net is being referenced. And you can actually use one of the very interesting features called view routes to this page. So you can see exactly all the different routes that can take you to this page. So in this case, I can see that from my blog directly is linking to iis.net, but I also have another way to get to there, because there's a RSS feed that includes a link to iis.net, as well as, you know, a link to default.aspx, who has another link to that. So we basically calculate a lot of things. This is a very simple website, but you can imagine how interesting it becomes once you have a lot of pages on it. We can also give you a directory summary of where we encounter more pages and how much content they actually account for. So in this case, you can see that there's 21 pages at my root directory, and there's 7 pages in the pictures directory. And again, at any given time, I can just double click it and you'll see the details of all those pages inside. We actually can tell you all the different type of content that you're serving. So this is interesting, because if somebody were to put invalid content, you'll be able to see it here very easily. And if you're not certain about, well, where am I serving this RSS feed, well, again, just double click it and you can see all the details about it. You can see who's linking it, what outbound links it includes, and content like that. Again, we can tell you about all the status codes. So we actually got a couple of internal server errors. Those are interesting, so let's drill down into it. In fact, if we see the details, you'll notice that indeed we got a 500. And if I go to my content, you'll notice that indeed it happens to be that I have a bug in my application that I otherwise would have probably not found. I can also tell you all the details about the external pages that you're linking, as well as all the duplicate pages that we found within your website, including duplicate titles, duplicate descriptions, and many more. We can tell you some information about performance, in average how long does it took to download this page or within this directory, and many other things. Finally, from an interesting marketing information, we can tell you, for example, which pages in your website are the most linked pages. So I can see that visitis.net is the page that is being linked the most, being 19 times. And if you're not sure who's that, again, double-click, and here are the 19 references to my page. And pretty interestingly enough, at any given time, I just double-click, go to content, and it actually highlights exactly where in the markup this is being referenced. Finally, let's look at another interesting feature. We have a violation where we're telling you that the link text is not relevant. What this means is that within this page, for example, we tell you that you have a link to this other page using the text click here. We tell you that one of the explanation about why it's important to have meaningful links, but now the question is, how do I know which text I should probably use? So what I'm going to do now is go to the other page that we're linking. And here, of course, I could go ahead and, based on the description or the keywords or the heading, choose the right term. Or I could just even go and look at the actual content. But what I'm going to do is use a feature called Worth Analysis. What this feature does, it actually scans a document for every single worth being used within this file, and it suggests the number, and it counts the number of times this word is being used, so you can have better decisions on which title you should use. In fact, we do the same exercise for two word phrases and three word phrases. So as you can see, it probably makes sense to call my link search engine optimization. In fact, another interesting thing we do is we present to you this page is being linked 14 times with the title presenting the new IIS SEO. It's being linked one time with IIS Search Engine Optimization Toolkit, and then you are linking it with click here. So again, it's giving us more information about what's the recommendation that we probably use, and so now I know that I should use probably IIS SEO or something like that in my text. Finally, the last thing that I'm going to show is that all of this is built on top of a complex query engine that you can then go and customize your own set of queries that includes a lot of fields. So, for example, if I want to do, let's look at all the images that are more than 40 kilobytes. That is very easy to do. So I can just go ahead and choose a content type. Let's ask for the content type that begins with an image, run that, and boom, we get all the images that are included in my website. So let's filter by size. So content length greater than, say, 10 kilobytes. And we get only those four. And say I actually want them summarized by different types. So let's actually group them by content type. And that's it. As easy as that, I know that there's two PNGs, one icon and one image that is more than 10 kilobytes. In fact, once I do this kind of queries, I can just double-click the image, for example, PNG, and it will actually give me the details of those. So again, very easily, you can just navigate the different information. I can actually save the query, and it will save it in an XML format that I can later reuse against this report or any other report, and continue to analyze more about it. So, as you can see, the site analysis feature contains a lot of functionality that can help you understand more and learn more about your own website, and in the process, help search engines optimize the content for increasing your page ranking.